Science test. Basically, what Shlomo Melech is setting up is a dichotomy. Setting up a dichotomy to two different approaches to life, two different types of life. And two people calling out to a human being to follow that path of life. On the one hand, the life of Taiva, on the other hand, it's the life of self-control. Human being is very complex. We're a goof in the shama. And the question is, in this composite human being of goof in the shama, what aspect of the human being leads, and what aspect of the human being follows? The goof leads in the shama, or the shama leads the goof? And he begins Eric Zion Benish Moriam, alright, make sure you hold on to Torah very tightly, because by the only way a person to be spared a life being consumed with taiva is to hold on to Torah. And then this is why taiva pulls, and now taiva can be pulling on a number of different directions, and maybe all simultaneously. And unfortunately, when Zalmanishle talk, this Isha Zara is Arayas, Isha Zara is Kfira. Kfira is an Avodah Zara, enable a person to live a life of life. The entire world, you know, the idea of evolution. What's the idea of evolution? It's a concept that scientifically is ridiculous. Every new discovery shows it's more. However, it's a very convenient idea. It's a theory that says that human beings and animals will live the life the way you want. There's no responsibility. Just an animal. Sophisticated animal, complicated animal. You're an animal. But if there's Bria and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means you can't live the life you want. So how are you going to arrange your theories? Arrange your theories, I live the life you want. And after describing the pull and the destruction of living a life consumed with taiva against a life consumed with Torah, and that's it. And that is the Mishnah Ksubas says that if a person's mind is not pursued with Chochmah and Torah, automatically it's going to be consumed with Arayas. And taiva. All sorts of taiva. Taiva is a moment. Taiva is a physical taiva, psychological taiva, desire for power. All sorts of things. And he says, so we'll see what's going to lead to success. What's wrong with it? Why is it so bad? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So enjoy life. So the end of Perek Zion says, "Ata bonim shimulim." No. Shulim Refi. Al Yeshet Rachel, don't go down her main street. And Al Tezman Tzivet, don't go down her side streets. Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipilo. Atzumim Kol Harugel. Even the most powerful people get destroyed by it. The Medrash. A Medrash that when Noach was born, Vayikra Shmo Noach Lemo Zeyin Achameinu Ma'aseinu Ma'yitzvun Yodeinu. He called him Noach by saying that he's going to save humanity. Zeyin Achameinu. The Yalkut says, Noah, Nechilemach, Noah, you know, he knew that in 500 years, Noah was going to save the world. He didn't know what was going to happen. So he says, no. What happened was like this. And it's a very powerful message because it describes the world today. So, when Odin was placed in Gan Eden, it was an idyllic life. There's total harmony in this world, harmony between human being and nature, between human beings and human beings and animals. After the Chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a klal to this world. There's tension between human beings and nature, animals and animals, animals and human beings. Total tension, the klal in this world. Because the loss of Lova, Kozai Teleichu, when a human being will go back to that madrega, so then nature will go back to its idyllic situation of total harmony. But now it's not that. Then Kain kills Hevel, min ha'adoma sherosha, another quote. Enosh worships Avodah, brings Avodah Zarah into this world, another quote. And physical life becomes more difficult and more difficult and more difficult and more difficult. And the human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who brings Klola to wake you up, life used to be idyllic, used to be totally harmonious. Don't you see our various are causing the world to go down? The human being doesn't pay attention. And it gets worse, and life gets more difficult. And his life becomes more and more that of a behemoth. The Medrash says that as a human being descended, became more and more like a behemoth in his activities, and his tzelem elokim became less dominant in his life. He even began looking like a monkey. Wasn't acting like an animal, he began looking like an animal. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving up. So the world decides, I'm going to give the world up. Maybe they just can't deal with the Nisayon of poverty. I'm going to bring unbelievable wealth to the world, unbelievable plenty to this world. And maybe that's going to make them turn around. And when Noah is born, there's a dramatic turnaround in the world. And it was Nikki that something dramatic had turned around. And Lemech, the father of Noach, attached it to the birth of Noach. He says, oh, this is, the world's changed, maybe the life will be easier, and he's going to bring a Nechama to the world. That 500 years later, he's going to bring a Teva, he never dreamed of. So what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought such unbelievable plenty to this world. Instead of using it to turn around and get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do they do? Mikola Shebacharu. They used the wealth for unbelievable pursuit of pleasure until they were totally consumed by Daiva. And the Pasuk describes a very extreme key. Kol Yetzalev Odom Rak Rak Kol Hayom. Every thought that he had was 100% evil all day. Not that it was totally evil 20 hours of the day, no. All day. And not that his thoughts were part good, part evil. They were totally rakra, they were totally evil. And not some thoughts were evil all day. No, every thought was totally evil all day. It's an extreme pulse. And he became totally consumed. He went from one from permissible taivas to forbidden taivas to unnatural taivas to very unnatural taivas, became totally consumed as nothing but a metzius taiva. And it begins with the rayas, and with nowadays that's totally acceptable, because ke'ilu, you're not hurting anyone except yourself. But then it hurts. But once you consume the pursuit of taiva and yourself and your needs, other human beings don't exist. You take from other human beings, you steal from other human beings, society collapsed. Of course, that's the world today. After the Second World War, Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought a shefa bracha to the world that never existed before. And what does Western society do? Total consumption of taiva. But there's a balance. There's taiva against chokhmah. It says, now, on the other hand, instead of the surreptitious and sneaky way that this Isha Zara calls out, chokhmah is available to everyone. The Yad Sharim, it's in public. Havinu P'sam Omer, he said, and here he's going to explain why. Torah is not only a means of somehow getting to Lamad. Torah is much deeper and more all-encompassing. Torah gives me a mahalach to be successful in all houses. That doesn't mean that just keeping Torah means you can get $1 billion. I don't know what success in all houses means, $1 billion. It doesn't mean. And success in Torah is a much more subtle thing. It's how that gives Mahalach and Olam Haza. There's an interesting series of Psukim and Medrash in Eov. Eov was suffering. And he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't run a good business. He says, let's say I have a business, I have an employee. For instance, one of our employees here, it's Michael, who does a lot of sponging. Other people do a lot of cleaning. As a good employer, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to make his job easy. I give him all the kelim for it. And if I say, Michael, you clean the floors, but I'm not going to give you the mops, I'm not going to give you the sponge of snakes, I'm not going to give you the... I'm not a good employer. I'm not going to have anyone do the job. So... Eov said, you're making my life, I'm trying to serve you. So I'm trying to be a good employee. So give me all the tools to be a good employee. You want clean floors, so give me what it is to make the clean floors. We have a kitchen here. We employ people to do the cooking. So what, as a good employer, I have to give them the right parts and the right utensils and the right raw ingredients to make the food. That was Eov's complaint about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, Eov, you got it all on you. Do you think, if I have an employee, someone whose job is to clean the floors, if I decide what I want to give him, what is my intent? My intent is to clean floors. People in the kitchen, my intent is the food that comes out of the kitchen. My goal is not to build up the madrega of the person who's cleaning the floors or cooking the kitchen. Whatever I want to do, that's a bonus I have. I'm a fine human being. But my essential goal is the clean floors. But Jerome told Leo, I deal with every person and I give every person what I need to push him in a direction to build himself up. Because my concern is nothing else except him building himself up. Some people can build themselves up by giving them money. Some people build themselves up by denying them money. And how their success is evaluated, it's Seth is not always evaluated like a superficial person would evaluate. And life is long. And when you think you're temporarily successful, it doesn't mean you're long-term successful. So when we say Torah gives a mahalo of how to go through this world, and Chanukah gives a mahalo of how to go through this world. But it doesn't mean the success that we're promised is necessarily everyone that everyone keeps Torah automatically gets $1 billion. It doesn't work that way. You don't get $1 billion. Each one gets what is necessary for him to build himself up, and in the skillness that he may either be successful or he may fail. But it's a mahalach of how to go through this world in a way to succeed. And that is how Mishlei begins, a parakas begins. Havinu soyim orma, uksidim havinu lev. Shimu. Now, havinu psoyim. If you feel chapsoyim machlish is part of the yitzvah, a pesi is a foolish person. Now, if I took the pasuk in its literal way, which is true, and then all the proportion, he move it in a more sophisticated way. It gives a person who's foolish a mahalach of arma, or sophisticated way of thinking through the world. Possibility number uksilim, foolish people, avinu lev. Okay, says the Gemara. Not quite so simple. Look at the pasuk. The two types of foolish people. Foolish people, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give them intelligence. So, the foolish people are very smart. I know a lot of very smart people are very stupid. They live their lives in a very stupid way. So, right. So the Gemara says, that's what we're talking about. The smart, stupid people. So why is a smart person so stupid at that time? Shapsoyim machmas nispatu b'yitzvah. Machmas she'enam yodim arminus. V'nei ma'minim ein amar havinu lom. So yispatu person has to be able to pull himself out of certain types of foolishness that is yitzvah hara tells him, and to be able to look at the world clearly and objectively. Torah, first thing it does, teaches a person discipline in life. You have to control your life. Every time I want to eat something, before I put it in my mouth, I say, wait a second, is it kosher, it's not kosher, it's this, it's that, and all the chesbon, it's like I want to do it, and what bracha am I doing? It forces a person to evaluate every action he does. Why he's doing it, where he's doing it, the mutter is also. It's the first thing Torah does. And that, there's nothing in this world you can do without stopping and thinking and evaluating it and figuring out what to do with it, what you can't do with it. It's the first thing. Second of all, Havanas HaTorah gives you an ability to think through things clearly. HaTorah is emes and yosher, and it strengthens out a person's mind. The verse says, if a person wants to pull himself out of just being fooled by being controlled by his yates and love, being able to evaluate the world, first thing, Chachmas HaTorah pulls you away from there to be able to know a clear picture of the world. So, that's why he said, Hovu psoim orm. Uksilim. Havinu lev. Shimu. Who am I speaking to? I'm speaking for the precious people, for the important people, to Negidim Adaber. I'm speaking even to the people who run the world, who think that they don't need anyone's advice. Torah is emes. What does it mean, Torah is emes? Torah's emes means a number of different things. Torah being emes is when we get to beginning of Sukkim days. Sometimes people feel there's a steer between listening to what the Torah says and success in life. And they try to be smarter than Torah because they want success in this world. The basic problem. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world. There is an amazing medrash at the beginning of Parshas Chukosai. Chukim. What are the chukim? What does the word chok mean? We know the chok means something when it comes to certain mitzvahs in Torah. Mishpatim, certain chukim. What does chukim mean? Something we don't understand. The reason we listen to it, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the way it is. We're able to accept something that's just the rots and the chokhmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something whose justification is that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. It's the moral world. But there's a chok, chok nosem velo yavur, the chukim of nature. Then the Medrash says the chukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human psychology in a certain way with certain rules. Why, what, when, where? That's just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. That's the Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they all come from the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire Bria. And it's a Bria with laws of nature, laws of psychology, laws of economics, and laws of this, and laws of that. That's the Mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the world. In this time. Now come HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system. Because it all comes ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has to work. He didn't create a system that doesn't work. Now we may not see initially how it works or anything, but the fact that it's all one total composite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means there's no steer. Say there's a mitzvah, but that goes against human nature. When it goes against human nature, who created human nature? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human nature. That goes away against the way the world can economically function. Well, who created the laws of economics? Nothing. Torah fits with the world, it's not against the world, because it all comes from one overriding chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you have to be able to understand the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. But the Torah per se is not against it. Now, where a person says, well, I want to succeed economically, and if I work in Shabbos, I will, is what success economically means, and what success economically doesn't. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying there's nothing intrinsic in Torah that contradicts the way the world goes, but that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu functioned, created the world with one total overriding plan. Yes, Rabbi Moore, you wanted to say something? Okay. So that's, he says, and that is, and that's why when Moshe speaks to Yeshua, Dovra Mel speaks to Shlomo, he says, listen, the Mantaska B'chol Shatasa doesn't necessarily mean that the success the Torah is promising you is what the world views as success. But it gives you a successful way of going through this world. Ki emes, yehegechi, Torah is emes. It works with the world, not against the world. Sova sfosai resha. And what two things the Pesuk I'm going to say. Someone who's Dovek and Torah views evil as a Toeva and cannot deal with Sheker. Rosh Baruch Zemes and the Torah Zemes. But Tzedek Kolim Rei Pi. Tzedek Kolim Rei Pi says, Tzedek that thought through, Torah is a Cheshbon way of going through the world. Kulon the Cholchim Lemevim. For the person who has been it to understand, they're straight. Yeshurim the Motzei Das. The person who has Das, then Yosha. Chumasarai Val Kesef, he says. If it's a choice of Kesef or listening to the Musa Torah, what will guarantee you success in life? It's up to the Musa of the Torah. The Das and intelligence by Chorvitz Nivchai. It's telling a person how to make decisions, what should pull him, what shouldn't pull him. Interesting. This certain gentleman was around 15, 16 years ago. Came from a relatively successful business family here. Came to me with a mistake. In the Torah. In the davening. What's the mistake in davening? What is the first thing we daven for? And we say, Atachon Olam Das. That's for foolish. He says, first thing we should daven for is for money. Because that's, this man was alive for selling money. So why is the first thing? The answer is, the Gemara asks the question, why is the first thing we daven for Das? It says, if you have Das, you have everything. If you don't have Das, you have nothing. Kitova Chochma Mipninim. The Chochma Satora is more valuable, is better than pearls. Do not equate it with any other thing you may desire. Ani chachma shachanti orma, v'daz mizimu samsa. But in order to get chachma satayra, chachma satayra is not like chachma mathematics, physics, chemistry, whatever. You only get Chachma Satayra, which is true Chachma with Yerushalayim. Because Yerush Hashem is no Sra. First thing. The person of Yerushalayim finds evil contemptible. So, in order for a person to play that dichotomy between Chachma and Daivah, between something that's going to lead you in the right path and the wrong path, to begin with your shine. Because that is what's going to pull you out of being pulled by the superficial blanket, glitter, or type off of something. There you will go on with Derech Ra. What he finds contemptible is Gaiva, and not only evil, but the whole path to evil. Upi tapu chosanesi. And Torah is MS, and a person with Yerushalayim is devoted to MS at Torah, will find twisted thoughts, upside down thinking, hateful. He's saying, you have to have Das, you have to have Chochmah, you have to have Yerushalayim. That enables you to discipline your thinking, it enables you to have a clarity what's right and what's wrong, and as a result, you ate so to shield. What Chazal tell us? Kolam lomei Torah lishma. Anyone who learns Torah lishma, zoch ledvar marbe. Many things he zoch. Lo, not only that. But Nenu Mimenu Eitzu Tushia, people will benefit from Old Sipatur Lishmo Zomar Roda Shakoro Kuru Kadayula. Nikoreya all words, a mockum words, a bridge, Samaras, a Mabashtu anova gives him anova v'yiru machshartu yosad v'chosa yoshul tzeh. V'neni mimenu, such a person, eitzav tushiyu mubin, v'shenem ali eitzav tushiyu ani bina li gru. Now, what the Chazal say? That clarity to be able to give an eitzav doesn't happen easily. It happens, and just look at the steps one goes through till we get to this point of the puzzle. That means he has a simple agenda. He has no ego involved. Simple agenda. The whole world could die to the for him, his existence justifies the world. He's a Reya, he's an Ohu, he's Oyver Samokum, he's Oyver Sabriyat, Samer Samokum, Samer Sabriyat. What does it give him? It says what sort of a person he becomes. Malbashto, it cloaks him in Anova, the Yiro, doesn't make him a Tzaddik and a Chosid, a Yosher, and a Nemon. It gives him the ability to move on to be a tzaddik chosa yoshev and emma. Merachtum nacheit. I mean, it gives, it reels a person up to a point where he's going to have that clarity of give eitzo to shia. Anibino. There's eitzo to shia ubino. Different levels of understanding. And Li Gevura. What is Gevura? Good moral strength. The ability to stand up to your HR. Because with all the insights in the world, with all the clarity in the world, Li Gevura. Vimlochim Yimolku, rose in the folk would say. And it's not only for the Pasha people, it is for everybody, on all levels. And then, and here, who's talking? Chochma's talking, Torah's talking. Ani Ohavai Ehov, Mashacharai Mishalmi. Whom does the Torah love? Torah loves the ones who love the Torah. And that's to whom the Torah reveals itself. Osheva Tavarita, to whom I want to give Osheva Tavar, I give Osheva Tavar. Doesn't mean the Torah wants to give Osheva Tavar to everybody. But some people can deal with it. Some people can't deal with it. And recently I had to deal with a gentleman who got a wedding present. They got married, his father gave him a present, his sure gave him a present. He comes from two very wealthy families. His father gave him $250 million, and his sure gave him $250 million. Nice wedding presents. And he thought he ruled the world. Fast forward 20 plus years, his family's in shambles. His life is a mess. Doesn't necessarily mean. But that's the biggest gift we've given him, obviously. And he invested it, this, did a lot of Torah, did everything. But he couldn't stand up to the Messiah and destroy him and his family. Oshiva covered it. I can give ocean covered whatever I want. Home all sacred stuff. And in the end, and after Olam Haba and Olam Haba, it gives a tremendous. Now, why is this up? Yes, Tara have such a Tara. So four success. Now another four success. Hashem Kanoni Rishis Dark with Tedin of Father Ross. And because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that goes back to what we said before, why Tara is not a steerer to all the laws of psychology and all the laws of everything. Because what came first? Tara came first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, first created Tara. Once he created Tara, he created the worlds of physics and of chemistry and of astronomy and of economics and political science and psychology, whatever. So Tara was there first, and everything was arranged taking into account Tara. So Tara is the foundation of everything. The Rishis Darko, Kedem Mifalom Eos, Me'olam, Me'rosh, Me'kad Me'ar. It's before any physical thing was created. V'ein Tom was Cholalti, before everything. V'achini Shemayim, when I created the spiritual world, Shomoni, I was there first. He goes through all aspects of Bria. And then, V'eye Etzla Omon, V'etzi Shashun Yom Yom. And I was the plan with which HaKadosh Baruch created the world. Okay. And that will go on next week, what Shlomo Melech wants to achieve by this.